our schedules and our very souls. We should cease from our work. You know how hard this is if you have ever been involved in a startup. I remember when I started the church, I felt as though the world would stop if I stopped. I was convinced that if it is going to be, it is up to me. Many of my coaches and professors flat out said that if I wasn't working 70 to 80 hours, I wasn't really doing my job. I question that wisdom now. I question it philosophically, because of my spirituality, and practically, because of my physicality. I set in place bad patterns in my spiritual life during this time that have been tough to shake. I still suffer the bodily consequences of overwork. My counselor has really challenged the why of my overwork. We have had many conversations, but here is the gist of why I work too hard and rest too poorly. I think I'm God. Sabbath is God's way of dethroning us. Sabbath is God's way of reminding us of our creatureliness. Sabbath humbles us by telling us, you do not have endless energy. You are not invincible. You may not go on forever in your own strength. You may not run at 4,000 RPMs. Sabbath is God's way of showing us we're not God. Yet it's also God's way of dignifying us. We should celebrate our work. The order of events is important. God worked 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Then, after the rest, God began to rule over what he created. It seems that God's reign over his creation involved a celebration of that creation. Theologian Sandra Richter said that in the ancient Near East, rest was something that conquering kings had and did when their enemies were defeated and their domain was fully under their control. A king who had proven himself a king rested. This is the very image of God. Enthroned above his peaceful and productive domain. Through the Sabbath, God invites us into his rest. What do I do on the Sabbath? When you observe the Sabbath, you cease from what is duty. Now, I'm not saying that you tell the kids to make their own mac and cheese. I'm not saying that you ignore some of your responsibilities. I am saying that you don't do things you don't have to do. Don't do what you don't have to do. This is the day you don't do laundry. This is the day you don't go to the store. This is the day you don't do anything that's not absolutely urgent. Sabbath is about breaking routine. My wife and I hate doing house chores. Washing dishes, sweeping, vacuuming, doing laundry, and wiping down counters often feel like soul-crushing tasks. On the Sabbath, we avoid this daily maintenance. We structure our week to get these things done ahead of time. We empower our kids to fend for themselves in age-appropriate ways. But Sabbath is about more. It's active. You engage in things that bring you life and give you joy. Sabbath includes play.